We're back here on the Mackey Motors at pregame here on Kick 106.7. Craig Rowetter, the head football coach of the Carroll Tigers, joining us here as we're up here at MOC Floyd Valley. And coach, another long road trip, but you guys feeling pretty good right now coming off that win last week, still kind of in control of your own destiny. So appreciate you joining us up here tonight.
You bet, Jeff. Thanks for all the coverage.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, controlling your own destiny. 3 weeks left of the regular season for you guys. You win out. You're at least the two seed. If somebody can knock off Boyden Hall, you'd maybe be able to share that district title. So still an awful lot to play for you guys.
Yeah, and that's been the focus, you know, ever since getting thumped up by Boyden Hall Rock Valley. There's nothing to hang your head about. They're a heck of a ball club, well coached, and some great players up there, but we didn't feel sorry for ourselves, and we knew everything was still in front of us as far as chances at the postseason. So we went back to work, and then, like you mentioned earlier, got an exciting come-from-behind win on homecoming, and now another short trip up to the great Northwest here, and ready to take on MOC.
How did that, the way that last week's game ended, how did that, you know, energize you guys heading into practice this week?
The guys were chipper. I mean, they were having. I joked with Gus when we watched film in the media center that we had to open up both doors to get his head through there. but it's been, you know, the guys have a little pep in their step, and again, we know we're facing a quality opponent this week, and it's exciting. I think they're really similar to us, so the guys have been focused, but there's definitely been, you know, some excitement, a little bit more excitement, and ready to go this week at practice.
Coach, this group seems to be really kind of tight-knit. They really get along with each other.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and that starts with your seniors. They, you know, I think they've been doubted a little bit throughout their careers, and, you know, by some of the groups ahead of them. And so they're feeling kind of good right now. But that's, you know, when your back's against the wall, that's, you got two choices. You either group up and fight forward. Otherwise, you can fold up shop. So they like being around each other, and it's a fun group to coach.
You mentioned that MOC Floyd Valley, very similar to you guys. They do come in 3-3, but 1-1 in district play. So they're still kind of playing for themselves to be able to make the playoffs as well. So a lot of pressure on this game. Want to run the football first. Aiden Klein leads them with about 76 carries for just over 300 yards. What type of a running style do they use? What type of a running back is the Klein kid as well?
They do a lot of two-back, gun with two backs, and the Cones kid's the other running back. But they're just hard-nosed runners. They're not huge, but, you know, even Coach Noggle's been kind of getting after our linebackers this week about wrapping up, make sure we're running our legs through the tackles, because they sure run the ball hard when they're going. And they'll do a lot of downhill stuff, but they also will bring a – oh, kind of a count with, if they have a wing or sniffer or whatever you want to call it, with the Aaron's kid, he'll come around on the counter. Kind of if your outside linebacker's not paying attention to his keys, you know, they'll gouge you with that one too. But a lot of downhill running from them, and just they're tough, hard nosed kids running the ball.
Dangerous when they get in the open field, or more kind of the run you over power type of kids.
They're going to try running you over, but the Klein kid does have some speed. You know, he plays, he played a little bit more the last game against Sergeant Bluff Luton. They kind of say, I don't know if they were saving him or what. He didn't play as much defense, but no, they have a nice mix. I don't know if they're, you know, I wouldn't quite say they have Zach Dirk speed, but they're no slouches.
Coach, they draw you in, it sounds like, with the run game. And then, similar to you guys, they try to hit you over the top in the pass game.
Yeah, the Albers kid, you know, number 10, wasn't listed as a starter at wide receiver, but he does a lot of their damage. And he kind of had the same, if you watch their game against Helan and then ours, it would have been pretty similar to how we use, you know, Zach Dirks against them. They got him deep a couple times, and then on the other side they got a Boss kid, you know, who has, I think he has actually a couple more catches, just not quite as many yards. But so again, it's, you know, not to be too repetitive, but it's like looking in a mirror a little bit with like what we can do with Nick Mackey and Zach Dirks on our side.
They do seem to be balanced in the passing game. A lot of guys kind of in that 7 to 9 to 10 range for receptions this year. Do they spread the ball out fairly well? Is it in the short game with those guys, or do they just look to go deep with everybody?
Yeah, the other guys, it's kind of your underneath, you know, hitches and little short out routes and stuff like that, just to, I think, draw you up, and then that's when they'll get behind you with the Albers kid.
Offensively, you guys got that running game going last week, and then, like you said, able to get Zach over the top. What are you expecting to see from them defensively, and how do you attack it?
They've been a little bit of a mix. You know, initially I thought they were pretty much, not strictly, but a lot of 3-4 with two high safeties and shell that way. But last week against Sergeant Bluff Luton, they actually played 4-3. And so I'm not 100% sure what we'll get. I think maybe if we're in our double tight set and evened out with the Nick and Zach on the outsides, then I think they'll probably try to do their 3-4. But we'll try to get numbers advantages for us that way. And then if they're in their, you know, jump to their 4-3, then we got a couple other personnel shifts that we'll do and try to get the ground game rolling.
Coach, special teams have been up and down for you guys at times this year. Sure, you need a good performance to be able to get the win on the road. What kind of special teams have you seen from MOC this year?
You know, they nothing that really jumps out at you, but they're you know, they have the same as far as in the return game with the Albers and the Voss kid. You know, I'm going to go on a limb and say we're probably not going to try to kick it to Albers. you know, but they're, as I was looking earlier too, they're punting. You know, I think their punter is about 3 yards difference than what ours is, and the kicking game for them. They don't have any field goal attempts on the year, but so I think you know, I'm always confident with our field goal game with Elijah Lee. So, you know, I think we may have the advantage as far as if it comes down to a field goal. But otherwise, again, it's pretty even across the board.
With the long road trip, you guys going to handle it similar to the trip up to Rock Valley where you're going to get up there early and try to go through some things and stretch the kids out a little bit ahead of time?
Yeah. Plans to leave a little bit early, get some food in them before the big trip up, and then we'll get them out and run through a couple pregame stuff and then get them suited, dressed up, taped, and then we'll do the normal pregame. But, yeah, that's going to be the plan for this week as well.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Appreciate you joining us here today in the pregame. And, again, I know the guys looking forward to talking to you again Friday night for the Scoreboard Show, and I can't wait to catch up with you Saturday morning on the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show.
Sounds great, Jeff. Looking forward to it.
You bet.
Go Tigers.
You bet. Head coach Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, they're up at MOC Floyd Valley here on Kick. We'll have Nick Brinks joining us next. He'll have the play-by-play coming up for you with the Mackey Motors pregame continues here on Kick 106.7.